introduce this fellow. Oh, has he got his finger on the pulse? I hope his pulse is sticking over. Peter Dynan, good morning.
Good morning, David. And good morning, pulse? Children. It's ticking away, I hope. I haven't checked it for a while, but I'm quietly confident it's got a beat to it.
You look alive and well. Yeah, yeah. And Freedom Fitness on Flinders Street. Walked past there. I had to go to a show at the German Club last Friday night. A group of young fellows, 64s there. Four teenagers, and they're singing 60s music.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic. They're college kids, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. They're from Scotch College. They're all now studying at the various drama and art areas. Yes. And they're doing so well. But a big show. The place is almost packed out.
Yeah, they're just getting bigger and bigger crowds, aren't they? Yeah. And they've been doing this for a few years now, is that correct?
I think it's 3 years since they first started. Fresh-faced kids. In fact, one of these singers was in year 7 when the other started. They were a little bit older. But, yeah, they're so good.
Fantastic.
So I walked past and I said to Trina, oh, there's my gymnasium. And I walked past. Yeah, it was open when we went in, but it was closed when we walked
in. Yeah, I think on Friday it shuts about 8 o'clock. You would have seen Sylvia would have been working there that night.
Yes, she was. She was covering the pool with the...
Okay, it's getting called closed time.
Yep. So, it was... And I said to Trina, there's my gymnasium. So it is mine now, Peter. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, now we're going to talk about a couple of topics that your members have asked about.
Yes.
Anti-aging naturally. I mean, I've got the wrinkles because I'm getting older. But I don't know whether it's all natural.
Yeah, it happens. Unfortunately, anti-aging, it happens to all of us.
It does, yes.
Yeah, and it's such a huge industry to stop the aging process. Even from cosmetically to getting yourself healthy, and everyone just wants to slow it down. And we're living longer, so everyone wants to have that healthier lifestyle as they age. I mean, to become old and not useless, but...
Well, yeah, age has taken over.
Yeah, not unfunctional. So there are ways you can help you slow down the aging process, should we say. And the main way is, obviously, it's to increase growth hormone in your body. It's the fountain of youth, testosterone and growth hormone. And as we get older, unfortunately, it wears out. So if we can keep that up, we'll remain young. A couple of good ways to do that is fasting. We've talked about that before. That's a natural way of increasing your growth hormone. Another good way is strength training, holding muscle. That increases your testosterone. And also, if you hold muscle as you get older, you've got a fit and healthy look and lifestyle about you. You're actually healthier because you've got muscle. Yeah. When people get old, they still get frail and weak. And even if you have an accident when you're old, it takes longer to recover. But if you actually hold muscle, it's a pure form of anti-aging, and it's all your immune system, and you're actually a stronger human being. So that's probably one of the best ways. So go to the gym. Keep yourself flexible. When you're a kid, you can bend your legs anywhere, and as you get older, it's hard to get in and out of the car.
So yeah,
if you can sort of keep yourself flexible and stretch all the time, that'll slow down the aging process. And if you have the supplement on it, I would say silica.
Okay.
So it's a great, it's a mineral from the ground. I was actually talking to Daryl about this morning. He was asking if it's a vitamin or a mineral. It's actually a mineral, and silica, if you can imagine, it's the life form of a plant. So it makes sap go 100 meters up a tree. It'll push a mushroom will push a rock over. It's the energy of the plant. Now, we can absorb that in our body. A lot of the food we get there have less minerals in there because the grounds are so turned over and they're not organic. So if you can get some silica into your body, and you'll notice if you take silica, your hair grows, your nails grows, the collagen in your skin, you'll be younger. And cod liver oil is a big one that we talk about a lot.
That again, are we?
Yeah, if you can get some fresh, some good old cod liver oil.
Yeah. But you talk about exercise, and I'm relating this to our older listeners. It doesn't mean laying on a bench and pressing 110 kilograms in the morning.
It's using your muscles. That's when we talk about exercise. It's absolutely just using your muscles, and your muscles will adapt and they'll grow and they'll store energy in your immune system, and you'll become a physically stronger human being. So as we say many a time, incidental exercise, from vacuuming or gardening, good for your flexibility as well. Some vitamin D in the sun. These are great attributes to be for the anti-aging.
Yeah, but you can also become a member of the gym and go in and do this gym.
Totally, next stage. Yeah, and we can set you up and get you going.
Yeah.
And the other one we were talking before is having purpose in life is a great form of anti-aging. I mean, there's a great book we've said before, Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning, and he did an amazing study in the concentration camps, why people lived and why they didn't, and it came down that if you had purpose, you know, they're the ones that lived a little bit longer. Mm. And for years we've thought it's been diet and training, but a lot of it is purpose. Also in the blue zone, the countries in the blue zone, who live to over 100, a lot of their life is situated around purpose. So if you can have some purpose, David, you've got the fantastic radio show here every day. You know, you'll...
So if I stop broadcasting, I'm going to fall on a heap and become old and wrinkled.
Just maybe. Just maybe. This is the phantom of youth for you. Forget about growth hormone, David. You're plugged into 5EBI.
I certainly am. Peter, one of your members, one of our members.
Yes.
My gymnasium.
Of course.
He's talking about organic food. Now, how essential is this organic food?
Yeah, it's really quite essential. Even if we just go back to talking about silica in the food, how yes. with normal food these days from the supermarket, it has less minerals, less silica in it. But with organic food, they had this terrible incident in Senegal and Africa where the kids were getting very sick and a few of them died from eating the watermelons, because the watermelon was grown in like a sewage or a toxic dump from a factory, and it got into the food and then they ate it. Oh, you can imagine how much water in the watermelon. And they got extremely sick. So yeah, it's really important, especially with China producing a lot of our food. And we had that talk about vitamins the other day, how there's actually no regulation. So we get it, but no one's actually checking the chemicals in the food. So, you know, and with all the pesticides and the growth stimulants they put into these products, we just don't know what's going on. So if you can, organic food is really important. The beauty of organic food is generally the people that grow the organic food are good, wholesome people. They love what they do. They care about the environment. They're that greeny, hippie sort of movement, which is what we need. And they put a lot of love into what they do. Look, it costs you a little bit extra, but the amount of work that goes into the small produce of these organic farms, and it's a really luxury for us. And the vitamins and minerals you get out of it, it's well worth it. So to answer Peter's question, if possible, wherever you can, organic food, even grow your own food, but try shop organically. And then if you have to go for sort of, I guess, mass-produced stuff, you know, try to get stuff with less chemicals in them. Or, you know, just shop where it comes from. You know, if it's coming from sort of Asia or China, just be a little bit wary. Try Australian produce.
Yeah, what Trina and I do, we go to one of those markets. So the one at Wavell.
Great.
And it's all the growers themselves, and they're all there, as you say. They've put love into their food and their product. And we go, and it's not over expensive.
No.
And we go along and we select our own food, all organically, or most of it organically grown and cared and loved for.
Supports a fantastic cause.
Themselves.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I do some juicing every week, and every now and then when I'm juicing some of the produce, there's a little caterpillar or something in there, you know. And
I'm that's like, natural?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is real, you know.
You put him in the blender too?
Sometimes there's a bit of extra protein in the juice. I try not. Actually, I try to let them go, but every now and then, you know, it's not the greatest.
Swim well,
yeah. It's a protein drink rather than a fresh juice drink.
That's right. Now, a couple of weeks ago, one of our dear listeners asked if we could talk about margarine, and that was the health food of a nation for so long.
Yeah, she rang up a few weeks. Yeah, she rang up a few weeks ago, and it was a huge thing. Everyone came off butter and they ate margarine, but you know, I don't even think margarine's a food. I mean, I don't know how you'd explain it. It's a trans fat. We know that. It's man-made. It's from fatty acids that are formed during hydrogenation. That means it's a process where they turn liquid vegetable oil into a solid fat. So it's all chemical. When you heat it, it becomes oxidated. There's no natural vitamins or minerals in it, so they have to fortify it. They've got to put them in. It's full of preservatives. So, you know, it's funny, that old test where they put margarine outside, it just doesn't go off. No animal ate it. You know, it's almost nuclear. So, yeah, I think it's the sort of thing that's been phased out. I think the new margarines these days are a lot better than the old ones. If possible, stick to butter. But I wouldn't know why someone would use margarine. I don't know the reason. Only maybe to get off butter, but now butter's been proven to be good for you in although it's saturated fat in limited amounts. But, you know, the funny thing about margarine also, when it comes out the factory, it's like an off-grey colour. And then they got to dye it with yellow.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah, to bring the colour.
It's a grey colour.
Yeah.
Well, not naturally, but the way it's produced, because of all the additives.
The chemicals, yep. Yeah. And they dye it yellow. So isn't it funny? Even as we talk about that, when it comes out of the factory, not at the farm.
Yeah.
You know, then we talk about the farm, it's got that natural yellow colour to it. But the factory, it's grey. They put a colour through it, and then you've got your margarine. So to answer that question, it's, you know, those societies stepping away from it, I would definitely keep off it. I wouldn't even consider it as a food. It has no positive effect to you, yeah, no nutritional effect, in fact, it's detrimental to you. You're actually weaker for eating it. It's a poison, you know. Yeah. So please keep off it and go back to butter, healthy butter. Yeah. Organic butter, even.
Absolutely.
If you can.
With my Vegemite.
A bit of B12 Vegemite, yep.
Absolutely. Now, there's so much said about diabetes and diet. Now, you've suggested to one of your members that instead, diet is essential, I suppose, but used up through exercise, muscle.
Diet is essential, but they've got a good study out now saying, look, building muscle is as important, if not more important, to diet in controlling diabetes. And it's interesting, you know, we have 650 muscles in our body, and they're constantly burning calories. They're constantly soaking up your blood sugars and feeding and working. It's almost 30 to 50% of our body weight. It's more, once you've got the sugar into you, it's more important to use that up than to store it. So, yes, diet's important, but even people who are skinny and don't exercise, they still hold body fat and they still can be diabetic. So the best thing to do to control blood sugar levels and diabetes is to train, to do some exercise, and that will absorb all the blood sugars, and then it will help you not turn diabetic.
So you dispense your sugars naturally.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Use it as the fuel. Don't let the body store them. And yes, if you do control your diet, your body will still, it won't use them up, and it will still store them as fat, even internally fat around the organs, and you will head towards that high insulin level and diabetes.
Mm.
So train. It's so important to exercise. You know, everything we talk, it sort of goes back to it, from anti-aging and also to control blood sugar levels, and it's as important in diabetes.
Interesting. Yeah. Wrapped up a very interesting little show this morning, Peter. But I do want to ask you, how did your Waipinga trails go last week?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was a lovely walk. We were blessed. It was a really, really fantastic day. We got a couple of buses. We drove down there. Everyone really enjoyed the day. We did some cold water recovery afterwards. Wasn't that much fun, but it was still, you know, we still did it. And then afterwards, we called into a winery. Zarella Wineries, and they all had a glass of wine in the vineyards.
So you blew your health kick doing all that exercise with a glass.
It was funny. We had a vote at the end. We said, look, we've got some spare time. Would you like to call into a friend of ours over the winery? Everyone put their hand up.
Of course they did.
Yeah. So it was just a lovely way to finish the day. Yeah. And then we've got the new one coming up, Freedom Adventure number 4, and we're going to Deep Creek, and I think that's in 4 weeks.
Down Cape Jervis.
Yeah, I did that walk last Friday, and that is a really sensational part of the world.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting on board for that, and same sort of thing. We'll leave at 6:30 in the morning. I think the walk will take 5 hours through the cliffs, and you end up in the waterfall, and then there'll be some yoga and meditation, and then we'll, I don't know if we'll have time for the winery, maybe a glass of wine on the bus, I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll get them home.
A BYO.
Yeah. That's something.
And this is it tailored for any age or mainly younger?
We grade them, so the easier ones are sort of like a grade 2, yes. And the harder ones are grade 5. This one's probably a grade 4. We'll have people 65 doing it. Yeah, yeah, they're fit out there and they put a good effort in and, totally.
Health excursions through Freedom Fitness.
Health excursion. Yeah. And then also we're doing, I think next Tuesday, the Freedom Fast, which is interesting. So what we're doing, it's a 24-hour fast. Yeah. Everyone listening can join in. You stop eating from 7 p.m. till 7 p.m. next day. 7 p.m. Tuesday is last meal, and the next one will be 7 p.m. Wednesday. And then we know the benefits of fasting, so this is really to help people out and to introduce them to fasting. Mm-hmm. And then we said, look, if you want to do this, you can donate $5, $10, and whatever, and then you're rewarded for your fasting, knowing that your donation will go to a good cause. And I think they've raised about $3,000.
And where's the money going?
So Stephanie, who works with us, is from Madagascar, and her family donate sort of under the radar to a blind orphanage in the Madagascar Blind Orphanage. So there's no administration cost. Everything goes straight to this orphanage, and it won't be given to them in one lot. It sort of will drip feed from month to month. And it's just food and some pencils and some essentials. And so it is going to an excellent cause. There's no administration cost. It's straight there, and we've got people on the ground that's going to put it there. So we're very lucky we have that connection. Yeah. And there'll be photos, and they'll be posted up on the webpage. So it is a really, really good cause, and once people know it's that cause, that we've had some really good donations. You know, someone donated 500. There's a group that donated 1,000. So it's just and just under the radar, just people doing it under the radar. So
or if you fast on Tuesday and $10 for the food.
Ah, totally. Yeah, even if you don't want to donate, just to do it is perfect for what we're trying to encourage people to just try fasting. Okay. As we've talked many times, the benefits of it. But it's all on our webpage. It's great, and just register and part of the team.
Freedom Fitness at Flinders Street, next to the German Club, and that's my gymnasium down there. No, the German Club, not my gymnasium.